AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are now turning their fire on each other, one day after taking seven states each in the Super Tuesday presidential voting contest.
I think that's frankly going to be an easy race. You see the polls. I beat Hillary in many polls. I know one thing. I don't think Marco's going to be able to beat her. I don't think, in all fairness, I think Ted's going to have a very hard time.
The rhetoric we're hearing on the other side has never been lower. Trying to divide America between us and them is wrong, and we're not going to let it work.
Trump's steady march toward the Republican nomination is frightening the party elite, political analyst Larry Sabato.
I think party leaders right now are largely terrified, and I don't think they have a clear path forward.
We asked Tennessee voter Sue Davies-Rafan what appeals to her about Donald Trump, whom she supports.
Even though, you know, he did grow up with a lot of money, he still speaks to the majority of the concerns of the American public.
Elena Bell caucused in Colorado, which Democrat Bernie Sanders won yesterday. Her take on his success?
People of America are looking for an independent-oriented kind of candidate to represent their interests.
And this may be a sign. Final turnout figures from Super Tuesday's contest show record voting among Republican voters, but not Democrats. Just released employment figures, a healthy 214,000 jobs were created last month. This is according to the payroll company ADP. It's another sign that the job market is in good shape, despite worries about overseas economies. Looks like a tornado touched down about 15 miles from Birmingham, Alabama last night. Four people injured. This is AP Radio News. Here's how it sounded as NASA welcomed home astronaut Scott Kelly and a Russian cosmonaut from their year-long stay in space.
The one-year crew returning from whence it began in Kazakhstan 340 days ago. Scott Kelly, Mikhail Kornienko back on Earth.
NASA commentator Rob Navius says Scott Kelly joked on his return to Earth after the landing in Kazakhstan.
Scott just looked at us and said, the air feels great out here. I have no idea why you guys are all bundled up.
In total, they traveled 144 million miles through space, circled the world 5,440 times, and experienced 10,880 orbital sunrises. Financial experts are telling the British that if they want to do as well as their parents did in retirement, they're going to have to work until they're 81 years old. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.